Well, I'm here with Lucas, who has been very kind to come and talk about his sense of place and his experiences about that issue. Good afternoon, Lucas.
Good afternoon.
Can you introduce yourself briefly first?
Okay, so I'm Lucas. I'm from Belgium, and I'm now an Erasmus student in Spain for this year.
What are you studying in Spain?
I'm studying tourism, and now I'm doing my internship in a hotel here.
Okay. Well, I have decided to interview you because apart from being from another country, you have been traveling around the world for a couple of years. Could you tell us somehow how did that experience influence the way you see or the way you feel your sense of place?
Well, before I started to travel, I was more attached to Belgium. But once I started to travel, I noticed that I felt more home in more places just than in Belgium. And I realized that it's not so much about the place I traveled to, but it's more about the people I met. And the attachment I create with the place is always together with the people I met. So when I think about the place now, it's always attached to the experiences I had with the people in that particular place.
And tell us briefly about the countries, the places you went to, because it wasn't just traveling here around Europe, but you traveled around the world for a couple of years doing different types of jobs. Can you explain briefly what it consisted of?
Yeah, so I started in France, worked for 5 weeks in a volunteering project. It was like rebuilding a yoga center with 20 other people, all travelers. So it was all together with like-minded people. Then after that, I went to another project in France as well. I moved to Germany. I visited mainly the people I met during my travels. So the first project I met like 20 people, and I think I visited 5 of them all in their country. So I moved on from Germany to Hungary, to Austria, to Croatia. And after that, I moved to Australia to travel there for 3 months. And after that to Indonesia. And then I went back to Belgium.
So 2 years.
Yeah, in total 2 years.
And before this we are talking about now, and before reading this article, had you ever thought about this topic?
The term sense of place, no. I've heard about it, but it's not something that I've been deeply thinking about. But I have thought about where my home is, for example. And I noticed that that's something that changed over the past of years. It changed a lot, like my view of where I feel attached to and where I feel home, or I could feel home in the future.
And then, according to the article and the different types of senses of place that are described there by Jennifer Cross, which one do you identify more with?
I think it's the last one that appears in the article. It's a girl that clearly is not attached to anything. I think it's a bit extreme, like, but I related the most to her. I think at this point of my life, I'm not attached to one place, and I don't have the feeling that I strongly belong in one place. I just have the feeling that it's more important with who I am than where I am.
And then also the spiritual, in a way, no? Because you said the people you met, etc.
Yes, so it's always, well, I traveled, I met many people traveling as well. And it's always the atmosphere of the people traveling and the places I went to that made the place special. And I think now as well, like when I come to a place and I have good, I'm surrounded by good people, it automatically makes me feel like I'm in a good place. I feel home, actually, yes.
Yeah. You said that Madrid is not your ideal place because it's a big city. You could rather stay in a rural place, etc., etc. Do you have any special commitment with nature? I don't know.
Well, I notice that I always tend to go to places that are surrounded by nature. And I think it's also because it's something different than where I grew up. Like, I always search for something I didn't have, I think, in Belgium. Like, sunny weather for me, for example, it's like the ideal thing to find. So I always tend to go to places that are there close to the coast, to the sea, natural places. And it's almost always a place where it's good weather.
Well, so thank you very much, Lucas, sharing your experience. I wish you the very best, that you find the ideal place, the ideal job, the ideal everything.
Thank you.
Okay.